Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend.
Oh, the Binge Watch Weekend.
The long Binge Watch Weekend.
Yeah, we have an extra day.
Extra time, and it's going to be beautiful out this weekend, so it's a perfect time to just pull the shades and not go out there. Just stay inside and watch television.
Yeah, exactly. Why go outside when it's nice weather?
There's germs out there. Who wants to go out
there? That's also true. Yeah. But no, the Binge Watch Weekend, the Labor Day edition of Binge Watch Weekend, it's new things. Brand new things. Okay. Normally, we have like some nostalgia things or talk about some things that are coming out. These are all things that are out now. They just came out. Some snuck last night.
Oh, cool.
Which I almost stayed up late to watch one of these things. But I was like, you know what? I'll wait till the weekend.
Okay.
I won't rush it.
And there's always an onslaught of new things because they come out on Thursday night into Friday. Uh-huh. And you want to know what's actually worth it of all of those new things. So what things do we have today?
All Antoine? Right. We are going to start with Disney Plus.
Okay.
We're going to start with Disney Plus.
Heard of them.
This was supposed to come out in the movie theaters in March. But because of everything that's going on, it got delayed. So it just came straight to Disney Plus. It's Mulan. It's a live action Mulan movie.
Have you read any of the reviews on Mulan? Because I know you're excited for this movie.
I have not, because the movies that I'm excited about or I'm looking forward to watching, I don't care what the reviews are. Like a Will Smith movie, for example. I will not look at the reviews, the Rotten Tomato score, because I know that I'm going to enjoy it. So I don't care what anybody else thinks.
Okay. And you know, I guess there is something to be said for that of you don't want to have your opinion clouded
exactly.
by other people's opinions. You know, I've heard some say it's a very beautiful movie. They're not sure. They feel like there's a little bit of substance missing. It's 82% on the tomato meter,
well,
which
there you
is
go.
Pretty good.
Okay. So, that's all you need. Because like with Lion King, when they did live action Lion King, their reviews were up and down. I enjoyed it, and that's all that matters.
Yeah.
But so, and here's the thing.
Even
Mulan,
though it was bad. What?
Here's the thing. Mulan, it's on Disney Plus. To see it, it's a one-time fee of $30. And then you unlock it on Disney Plus, and you can watch it however many times you want.
Okay.
Because it was supposed to be in the movie theater. If you do not want to pay that $30, and I'll be honest, I'm on the fence about it. I may not do it.
I don't really want to.
It will be out for free like in a couple of months.
Okay, I can wait.
So if you want to wait maybe around Christmas or early 2021.
I think it's earlier than that. I thought I saw something the other day. Maybe it's in a month or something is when you get to have Mulan. But if you want to watch it this weekend with the family, $30.
$30.
And that does sound steep on some levels, but if you were going to take a couple kids.
If you were going to the movie theater, you were paying $70 anyway.
And that was just for popcorn for my son because he loves popcorn so dang much.
So that's Mulan on Disney Plus. On Amazon Prime, and like I said, something snuck in last night, and it was this: The Boys season 2.
Oh,
here's
man.
The thing: it's only 3 freaking episodes.
Oh, so far,
that's all it.
It's only 3 episodes that were released last night, today, and then every Friday another episode will be released.
Just to be clear, because I love The Boys, and actually everybody on this show loves The Boys. I am taking my hands into fists right now. You see my hands and fists?
Okay.
I am putting them up to next to my eyes.
They're beside
and
his
this
eyes.
This is for Antoine and Monica. I saw only 3 episodes.
This The Boys is an amazing show. It's pretty graphic, so adult audience.
Dark humor too.
Very dark.
Yes.
The Boys is the type of show that should be binged. It's not like one of those cliffhangers where you need to wait and process for a week an episode. No, you kind of could just power right through this.
You know me, I don't like powering through things because then they're gone and then I don't have them anymore. I like being able to savor the flavor. I like to swish it around in my mouth like I'm drinking a fine wine.
Well, that's what you're able to do now. Yep. They released the first 3 episodes, and now after this week, 1 episode every Friday. But it's on Amazon Prime, The Boys season 2. I suggest you catch up on season 1.
Yes.
Don't just jump in because Season 1 really sets the foundation for everything.
Yeah.
Great show.
It's just to give you an idea, it's a superhero show, but it is the anti-superhero show.
It's nothing. I would call it a superhero show, I wouldn't do because people would run away from it.
Yeah.
But just imagine if superheroes were real and they had real personalities
and jerks.
They'd be jerks. Mm-hmm. You'd have all these powers. You'd do whatever you want to. And that's what they do in this movie.
Jerks and pervs. And it is. And as someone who would run away from a superhero show, highly recommend this one.
Season 1, episode 1. If you get past the first 20 minutes, this show is for you.
Yep.
If you don't get past the first 20 minutes,
walk away.
It might not be your cup of tea.
Okay, is The Boys.
Boys, season 2 on Amazon Prime. All right, this last one is actually very near and dear to me. It's very personal. It's 2 Dimes. It stars Blair Payton, who is from Roanoke.
Who worked at K92.
Who worked at K92. We did improv together. And Lauren Hobbs. Blair and Lauren are two New York City transplants, like they are in real life, out to prove that they are more than a dime a dozen. Hence the title, Two Dimes.
Yeah, and this is it's a really cool story in that, again, this is our friend Blair, who has been doing, people may remember, Tuned Out TV when it was on cable access back
in the
day.
Middle of the night, it would just come on.
I remember.
Yeah, this is a guy that's been doing stuff like this for over a decade to, you know, I don't want to say to nobody, because that's not what it was, but to not a national audience, or to not like a mainstream or widespread audience. And he has really continued to hone his craft and try to better this thing. And they did, Antoine, you were telling me it was the first season was on YouTube.
So the first season was originally released on Facebook and YouTube. Blair released them all episode. Blair and Lauren released them all episode. And now season two will be picked up exclusively on Amazon Prime. And Two Dimes just won Best Web TV Series at the Vegas Movie Awards. So it's not just because we know Blair and, and appreciate all the work that he's done. This is actually well received across the board.
Yeah, and it's awesome to see that finally have that breakthrough moment. And Antoine and I were talking, Monica, about, you know, when people just say, I think I'm going to start a podcast. And I explain to them, you're going to have to put in work. I'm talking months, years, sometimes decades before to be to that smaller audience until the big person notices. And he's a great testament to that, that he is just, he's been doing it, man.
The episodes are fairly short, like 10 to 12 minutes each episode. So it's not a long time commitment.
It's like a Quibi.
It's really, yeah, it really is. Maybe on Quibi next, but Two Dimes on Amazon Prime, starring Blair Payton and Lauren Hobbs.
That's awesome.
In addition to The Boys season two, which is also on Amazon Prime, as well as Mulan, that you can purchase for $30 on Disney Plus.